जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय जय गुरुदेव जय जय गुरुदेव जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद। नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल, नित्य गौर हरि बोल। जय नित्य गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। जय ओ मिष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रयोजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतीश डिवाइन ग्रेस ऐसे भक्तिदान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओ मिष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रयोजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतीश डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर को स्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहिए जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। यमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। All Gurus to assemble devotees, Hare Krishna. All Gurus to assemble devotees, Hare Krishna. All Gurus to assemble devotees, Hare Krishna. All Gurus, all Gurus, all Gurus to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल डिवोटीज फॉर टुडेज भागवतम क्लास। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 30। टुडे वी विल बी सेइंग द वर्स 41 एंड 42। सो प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। मनुहा स्वयंभूर भगवान भवश्च ये अन्य तपो ज्ञान विशुद्ध सत्वाः अदृष्ट पारा अपियन महिम्नः स्तुवन्ति अथोत्वात्मा समं गृणीमः। मनु स्वयंभूर्भगवान् भवश्च ये अन्य तपो ज्ञान विशुद्ध सत्वाः अदृष्ट पारा अपियन महिम्नाः स्तुवन्ति अथोत्वात्मा समं गृहीमः। जय श्री राधा वंदन बिहारी भगवान की। जय श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की। जय। मनुः स्वयंभूर्भगवान् भवश्च ये अन्य तपो ज्ञान विशुद्ध सत्वाः अदृष्ट पारा अपियन महिम्नाः स्तुवन्ति अतो त्वात्मा समं गृणीमः। मनुर्स्वयंभूर्भगवान् भवश्च ये अन्य तपो ज्ञान विशुद्ध सत्वाः अदृष्ट पाराय पियन महिम्नः स्तुवन्ति अथोत्वात्मा समं गृहीमः। मनुर्स्वयंभूर्भगवान् भवश्च यन्नि तपो ज्ञान विशुद्ध सत्वः अदृष्ट पारापि यन्महिम्नः स्तुवन्ति अथोत्वात्मसमां गृहीमः। मनो स्वयंभूर्भगवान् भवश्च ये अन्य तपो ज्ञान विशुद्ध सत्वाः अदृष्ट पाराय पियन महिम्नः स्तुवन्ति अथो त्वां सर्वं गृहीन्म। माताजी मनो स्वयंभूर्भगवान् भवश्च ये अन्य तपो ज्ञान विशुद्ध सत्वः अदृष्ट पाराय पियन् महिम्नः स्तुवन्ति अथोत्वात्मा समं गृहीन्मः। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। मनुः स्वयंभुः मनु स्वयंभुः लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा भगवान द मोस्ट पावरफुल भवः लॉर्ड शिवा च ऑल्सो ए हु अन्ने अदर्स तपह बाय ऑस्टेरिटी ज्ञान बाय नॉलेज विशुद्ध प्युअर सत्वाह हुज एक्जिस्टेंस अदृष्ट पाराह हु कैन नॉट सी द एंड अपि ऑल्दो यत युअर महिमनाह ऑफ ग्लोरीज स्तुवंती दे ऑफर प्रेयर्स अथो देयरफोर त्वा अंटू यू आत्मा समम अकॉर्डिंग टू कैपेसिटी गृहिन्मः वी ऑफर्ड प्रेयर्स ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पुड बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन डियर लॉर्ड इवन ग्रेट योगीज एंड मिस्टिक्स हु आर वेरी मच advanced by virtue of austerities and knowledge and who have completely situated themselves in pure existence as well as great personalities like Manu, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot fully understand your glories and potencies. Nonetheless, they have offered their prayers according to their own capacities. In the same way, we, although much lower than these personalities, also offer our prayers according to our own capability. Purport. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Manu, the father of mankind, great saintly persons and also great sages, who have elevated themselves to the transcendental platform through austerities and penance as well as devotional service, are imperfect in knowing knowledge compared to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the case with anyone within this material world. No one can be equal to Supreme Lord in anything, certainly not in knowledge. Consequently, anyone's prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is never complete. It is not possible to measure the complete glories of the Supreme Lord, who is unlimited. Even the Lord Himself, in his incarnation as Ananta or Shesha, cannot describe his own glories. Although Ananta has many thousands of faces and has been glorifying the Lord for many, many years, he could not find the limit of the glories of the Lord. Thus, it is not possible to estimate the complete potencies and glories of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, everyone in devotional service can offer essential prayers to the Lord. Everyone is situated in a relative position and no one is perfect in glorifying the Lord. Beginning with the Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, down to ourselves, everyone is the servant of the Supreme Lord. We are all situated in relative positions according to our own karma. Yet, every one of us can offer prayers with heart and soul as far as we can appreciate the Lord's glories. That is our perfection. Even when one is in the darkest region of existence, he is allowed to offer prayers to the Lord according to his own capacity. The Lord therefore says in Bhagavad Gita 9.32, Mami partha vipashritya e api shupapa yonaya sriyo vaishya tatha shudras te api anti paramgatim. Vasana pritha, those who take shelter in me, though they may be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, merchants, as well as shudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. If one seriously accepts the lotus feet of the Lord, he is purified by the grace of the Lord and by the grace of the Lord's servant. This is confirmed by the Shukadeva Goswami. Ayanne cha pa yat apashayasya shuddhanti tasmai prabha vishnave namaha. Bhagavatam 2.4.18. One who is brought under the lotus feet of the Lord by the endeavor of the Lord's servant, the spiritual master, is certainly immediately purified. However low-born he may be, he becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं सहग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगनललिता श्रीविशाखामितांश हे कृष्ण कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु जैनबन्धुजगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनामिने गौरतुषे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So, today we are reading from this fourth canto, chapter 30 and text 41 and 42. So, this is the topic of Prachetas are offering the prayers to Lord Vishnu, who appeared after they performed the thousands of years of penances underwater. At that time, they are offering these prayers, and now today, the last, this ending of the prayers, at the end, they are telling that we are offer whatever prayers we are offer, just accept them, because even the great personalities like Manu and Brahma and Shiva, they also don't have capacity to fully glorify you. So as compared to them, we are nothing. So whatever we offer, just accept them. So because this, I will just first start with the first prayers of these Prachetas, because we will just revise them just briefly, and then we will see about these verses briefly. And then today is also the disappearance day of Srila Madhvacharya, so we will discuss, speak about his life for some time. So verse it starts from verse 22. And just verses, 22nd verse. So, first verse, I will just. So in this first 22nd verse, when starts the prayers, so actually whenever we glorify, we come in front of the Lord, so actually we should first glorify, before asking anything, we should glorify that personality. Anywhere we can see, even if someone goes somewhere for donations also, first the devotees glorify that person, that we have done so much and all the thing, and then ask for the donation. So similarly, whenever we come to, that is the way to approaching someone senior to us. So when we go to the Lord, come to the Lord's temple, first we devotees bring some gifts for the Lord, and then offer the prayers. Maybe we don't make the prayers by oneself, but at least we can offer some other Acharya's prayers. Do we like that prayers? And then we can ask Lord for whatever we need for our devotional service for the so that we can go, progress in our devotional service. So in this way, the first we can see the Prachitas, when Lord appears, they start offering the prayers. Initially they start glorifying. This says, Namo Namah Klesha Vinashaya Nirupitodara Guna Vyaya Mano Vacho Vega Puro Javaya Sarvaksh Margir Agatad Dhane Namaha. So here, Prachitas are glorifying the first glorifying the four qualities of the Lord. That you release the material, these four qualities are you release the material distress and has all auspicious quality and its qualities and holy name. And because Lord's holy name is not different from the Lord, and when we take the holy name, we are getting purified. And Lord has the all auspicious qualities, and also they said that you are faster than even the mind and the words. That no one can reach you by our mental, by just mental speculation or through the words. Mano vacho vega puro javaya. And you cannot be pursued by the material senses. Sarvaksh margir agatadvane namaha. That by material senses you are not able to, well, cannot pursue by material senses because you are all spiritual, and how can one who is all spiritual can be pursued by the material senses? So here in the purport, actually Prabhupada writes that nirupita, in this we can see this in the second line, that nirupita, that word is very important because nirupita means it is concluded. That if you want to know about the Lord, so we don't have to make any research to knowing about the Lord because it is already concluded in the Shastra by the Acharyas, it is already given, and we have to just follow it. So that is the way to approach the Lord. We don't have to do any mental speculation. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that Vedascha Sarve Aham Eva Vedyo, that I am to be known by all the Vedas. So this is the conclusive Vedic process. So thus, by only the causeless mercy of the Lord through the Vedas, through the Acharya's teaching, we can know the Lord. We don't need to do our mental speculation. And other methods will not be effective in knowing the Lord. So then, in the next verse 23, Prachitas talks about the Lord's interaction with the material world. First, he says that you are pure, peaceful, and fixed in your Swarupa, Shuddhaya Santaya Nama Swanishthaya. And you make the material world of duality appear meaningless. So in this material world of duality, with this world is of duality, always there is a happiness, distress, and ups and down in the this world. There is So you make this world appear meaningless. How? Through your different qualities, by taking shelter of lotus feet, devotee understand that this world is meaningless. And then your appearance as Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva are meant for the creation, maintenance and annihilation of these manifestations. So Lord's interaction with this material world is through this manifestation as Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. So in this way they glorify the Lord. And then if we take the conclusion of this verse is that although the pure devotees appears to engage in the material activities in the service of the Lord, he knows well that material enjoyment for sense gratification has no use whatsoever. That devotees are engaged in the so many activities in the world. There's So we may see it as a material activity, or people also say that okay, devotees are also doing the same activities as the other people are doing. But devotees are doing just doing the needful to preach this process of devotional service so that people can come to the devotional service. But they know that this activity in the material world of sense gratification actually is not of any use because they are temporary, and the permanent thing is only the shelter of the Lord. Then in the verse 24, Prachitas describes the further qualities of the Lord, that Vishuddha Sattvaya. So in the previous verse, they said that you are appeared as a Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva. So Brahma and Shiva are connected with the material qualities of this world. बट एज ए विष्णु यू आर नॉट एक्चुअली कनेक्टेड इवन टू द सत्वगुना, यू आर अबोव सत्वगुना, विशुद्ध विशुद्ध सत्व. सो वन शुड नॉट थिंक दैट इफ ही इज टेकन दैट विष्णु सो ही इज कंटेमिनेटेड बाय द दिस मटेरियल क्वालिटीज. इट इज नॉट लाइक दैट. सो दिस इज मेंटेनिंग दैट यू आर द विशुद्ध सत्व. देन यू आर हरये. हरये मीन्स यू टेक्स अवे द मिजरीज ऑफ द एवरी वन. एंड नॉट ओनली द डिवोटीज, इज इट हरि मेद से ऑल्सो द यू डिलीवर द कंडीशन सोल्स ऑल्सो. एंड देन वासुदेवाय दैट यू लिव्स एवरीवेयर एज एवरीवेयर एज ए परमात्मा एंड प्रभवे सर्व सात्वतम एंड इंक्रीज एंड यू ऑलवेज ट्राई टू इंक्रीज द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ द ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ डिवोटीज. सो यू आर कंप्लीटली इन द शुद्ध सत्व एंड यू ऑल्सो try to increase the influence of the all kind of devotees and also not only devotees, you also deliver the conditioned souls. So that for that you take the different incarnations. Then next verse 25th, they says that you are the origin of everything. That namo kamala nabhaya, that from your abdomen sprouts the lotus flower and at the top of the lotus flower take the there is the Brahma is born and then he creates the universe. So that means you are the origin of everything and then you are decorated with the lotus garlands and your eyes are like the lotus petals. In this way Prajapati glorifies the Lord. Then in the next 26 they tell that you are all pervasive and supreme witness. That you are non. This first he glorifies the garments of the Lord. That your non-material garments are yellow like the saffron dust of a lotus. Namaha kamala kinjalka pishanang gamala vasase. And you are all pervasive. Sarva bhuta nivasaya. And you are the supreme witness, sakshine. So you are all pervasive and you are the supreme witness. You are present as a paramatma. So in Bhagavad Gita also Lord says, sarvasachaham vidhi sannivishto smata jnanam smutir apovanam cha. That I am, by me only the one gets forgetfulness and the remembrance. I am everywhere. So similarly, when a devotee wants to serve Supreme Lord, the Lord as a Paramatma gives the devotee the proper intelligence so that they can progress in devotional service. And also, even the non-devotees, they want to go away from the Lord, they also, Lord award them forgetfulness. So Lord, everyone has given the, Lord has given the free will, and Lord, as per their free will, he awards the things to the living entities. Then in the next 27, the Lord's Prachita says that, you are manifest in different forms and avatars. Actually, that is the your mercy to the all living entities, so that you can deliver the conditioned souls from the miserable conditions. And you mercifully, for this, you mercifully advance in different forms. So that is the your mercy upon all the devotee, all the not only devotees, on the conditioned souls. So we can say even the in the Kurukshetra or when the soldiers are killed even on the opposite side, so they are also got benefited because they left their bodies seeing the Lord. So both the devotees and also the on the opposing side of the in the Kurukshetra war, they are also got benefited. So in this way, Lord's appearance in this world and performing different lilas is for the benefits of all. And then in the next verse 28 says that you appear as a archa vigra also. Not only in the, because your avatars are for some time, but as a archa vigra, you are always there in the temple so that everyone can take the advantage of looking at your form, offering your prayers. Even the neophytes, even they can take the shelter. For the neophytes, it is mandatory that they should start worshipping the Lord in the form of archa vigra. At home, they can have the deities of the Lord, so they can feel the connection with the Lord. So that is the mercy of the Lord. And in the next verse 29, then they say that as a super soul, you know the desires of every living entity and fulfill all of them. So you, not only the devotees, even the non-devotee desire will be fulfilled. So that is this said. But devotees, your desire is only to ask for the your shelter. They doesn't, even they are in the swarga or naraka, anywhere. So they are just want your shelter. So in the Mukundamala Sutra, King Kulashekar also prays in one of the prayers that Naham Vande Tava Charanayor Dvandam Advandam Hetur Kumbhi Pakam Gurum Api Hare Narakam Napanetum Ramya Rama Mrudutanu Lata Nandane Napirantum Bhave Bhave Vridaya Bhavane Bhava Eyam Bhavantum. That I don't want taking the shelter of your two lotus feet just to get away from the Kumbhi Pak hell, or to get the beautiful ladies in the heavenly planets, or any material opulences. Only my desire is Bhave Bhave Hudaya Bhavan, Bhave Bhave Hudaya Bhavane Bhava Ayam Bhavantum. That my only bhava is I want to take shelter of your lotus feet, life after life, birth after birth. So then Lord, this Pratita are offering so many prayers about to the Lord and glorifying the Lord, that what about the different qualities of the Lord. But Lord is patiently hearing. Then after that, Lord say, okay, at least ask what you want in the words. You are glorifying me, but I am not able to understand what is your in your mind, what you want. So say, okay, at least tell so that I can understand what you want. So actually, Lord, as a Paramatma, knows all the desires, because already Prachitas are described that you know everything. But still, when we offer our prayers or ask by presenting in front of the Lord, Lord feel that devotees should ask from through their words. So in that, the Lord feel the happiness. So then again Prachitas said, actually your satisfaction is only our happiness. It is only our benediction. So if you are satisfied, you are happy, that is our benediction. We don't want anything. So in this way, we can see this, how the devotees of the Lord are just happy with the happiness of the Lord. So in this verse, there is a verse in the last, that Aparga Guru Gati. So Aparga means going beyond this material existence. Pavarga, we know that Pa-Pa-Ba-Ba-Ma, this is the Pavarga, that is we are entangled in this material world. And Aparga means going beyond this material world into the so first, if one want to go to the Lord, they have to cross the Brahman effulgence. That is called as Apavarga. But here Prachitas are saying that you are, as a teacher, as a guru, you are teaching us the what is the way to the Apavarga. And what is the highest Apavarga? It is going beyond this Brahman effulgence and to come to the Lord. That is the highest Apavarga. Then after that, again Lord is saying, at least you are telling that, yes, still I want that you want, should ask something to me. You are not asking anything. You have done so much tapasya and I appear to you, so please ask something to me. Then they say that, actually Lord, in the verse 31 says that, actually you are Ananta. So whatever benediction we ask to you should be also be unlimited. If I go to the some billionaire and he says that ask something, and if I say okay, give me 10 rupees, so that is the offense to that billionaire, that I am the billionaire, I can give crores of rupees to you, but you are asking only 10 rupees. So in this way they are saying that you are unlimited, so we should ask the benediction, that is also should be unlimited. So then Lord says, okay, then ask the unlimited benediction, whatever you want to ask, ask, I will give you whatever you want. Then again, Prachitas said in the next verse, 32, that no, actually, we want your lotus feet only. Because once one gets your lotus feet, then for them, there is no need for anything else. So he gives the examples of the how if the bumblebees goes to the Parijat flower, so she will get the unlimited nectar in the Parijat flower. So she will not go to other place to get the honey. So similarly, one who has taken the shelter of your lotus feet, they are get unlimited happiness by serving your lotus feet, so there is no need for another benediction. So then Lord again says that, okay, at least एक्चुअली जिस प्रचिता स्टार्ट फ्रॉम 33 to 42, देन स्टार्ट ऑफरिंग द प्रेयर्स, आस्किंग द बेनिडिक्शन व्हाट दे वॉन्ट्स, बिकॉज लॉर्ड इज आस्किंग अगेन एंड अगेन, आस्क द बेनिडिक्शन. सो दे स्टार्ट आस्किंग बेनिडिक्शंस. सो इन ओवर 33 दे आस्क दैट, ओके इफ यू वॉन्ट टू गिव अस अनलिमिटेड बेनिडिक्शंस, दो गिव अवर अस द बेनिडिक्शन दैट वी शुड ऑलवेज हियर योर ग्लोरीज इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ द योर डिवोटीज, दैट बेनिडिक्शन वी वॉन्ट. So in that way they are asking only for the association, for their, they know that only the association of the devotees is the highest, and in the association of devotees we want to hear your glories. Then once there is a verse in the Mukundamala Sutra, there Kulusekar says that diviva bhuviva mamastu vaso narakeva naraka antaka prakamam अवधीरित शारदार विंदो चरणौते मरणे अपि चिंतयामि. दैट दिवी वा भुवि वा मम अस्तु वासो, इवन ऑन द दिवी मीन्स इन द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स और भुवि और इन द नरक और इन द हेलेस, मम अस्तु वासो, इवन आई एम स्टेइंग देयर. सो माय ओनली व्हाट आई वांट, अवधीरित चरदार विंदो मरणे अपि चिंतयामि, दैट युअर लोटस फीट चरणार विंदो विच इज beautiful like the lotus flower, we want to just meditate on that lotus feet. Similarly here also we can say Prachita is saying that we got your lotus feet, we don't doubt any other benediction. So that's why they are just want the opportunity to hear. So Lord may say, yes, you want the opportunity to hear my glories in the association of the Lord, so that in the association of the devotees, so that you can get liberation. So better to direct ask for liberation. Why you are asking in different way, going round and round, directly ask the liberation. So then they says, Prachita says that, no, actually, association of your pure devotees is the highest liberation. It is even the greater than the merging into the Brahman effulgence. So even the moment's association of the pure devotees cannot be compared even to the heavenly planets or even in merging into the Brahman effulgence. It is not compared to that. So only the association of your devotees we want. That is the topmost benediction in this material world anyone can achieve. That Prabhupada explains in the purport. Then in 35 and 36, next two verses, Prachita describe tale about the, why we want to Krishna Katha, your glories, because he gives the four effects of this Krishna Katha. That by that, all the material hankerings will get satisfied. And then there will be no envy towards the others. And then nirvaram yatra bhuteshu. And there will be no fear or anxiety. No dvego yatra kashyana. There will be no fear and anxiety in the association of the devotees. And Lord Narayan is actually present when there is a Krishna Katha is going on, Krishna Vishnu Katha is going on. There is always Lord is there. So when That's why we want to hear the Krishna Katha. Your glory is in the association of the devotees, because everything we will get in that association. So then in the verse 37, they again glorifies the devotees. First they want association of the, hear the Krishna Katha, then association of the devotees, then they say the effect of the Krishna Katha, and now they glorifies the devotees, that your devotees wander all over and purify even the holy places. So that is the, so thus when one takes to the shelter of these your devotees, then they are beyond the, they are not afraid of the this material existence. So that's why we want the association of your devotees, because these devotees even purify the holy places when they go around the world and telling about your glories. So in purport Prabhupada writes that some people are disgusted with the material world and some people are intelligent and interested in understanding the Lord. So both type of these people, those who are disgusted with the this material world or even those are intelligent and want to know about the Lord, they can take shelter of the devotees, pure devotees of the Lord, and they will get benefited. And then after glorifying the devotees, then they in the next verse they gives the example that how by just association of the Lord Shiva, who is the topmost Vaishnava, topmost devotee, by their association we got your lotus feet. So now they are telling that by the association of the Lord Shiva, we got the topmost benediction of your association. So after telling, asking the benedictions, what is that association of the devotees, so that we can hear the Krishna Katha and then glorify Krishna Katha. And they are now saying that in 39 and 40 that actually we tried our best to do whatever we can do. So all our spiritual assets, whatever we are done, now we are offering to you, and be please satisfied with that, because we don't have more capacity to do than that. So actually they are done thousands of years of tapasya under the water. Still they are saying that we are done little bit something. So at least whatever we are able to offer, so please accept this. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that one may be engaged in any business, material or spiritual, but the purpose should be satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada writes then that this verse presents the perfect picture of the Vedic civilization, that whatever we do should be offered to the Lord, spiritual, material, then everything becomes spiritual. So that should be the, this is the picture of the, what is the Vedic civilization. So then this today's verse, they are saying that after offering all the prayers, so now we offered our prayers to you as per our capacity, that even, because even the great yogis and mystics, they cannot, you give the example of the Swayambhuva Manu, Brahma and Lord Shiva, they are not even know all of your glories. So how we are the conditioned souls can know your glories? So as per our capacity, we offered our prayers to you. So please accept to the whatever extent we are able to offer the prayers. So in the purport, Prabhupada writes that even the Lord himself, in his incarnation of as Ananta or Shesha, cannot describe his own glories. So how the conditioned soul can, because Lord's glories are always increasing. Even the Lord doesn't know how much glories he has. Because once he knows, come to know that about his glories, the next moment glories increases. So that going in the cycle again and again. So even Lord doesn't know about his glories. So even how can Prachitas are saying that conditioned soul like us know the glory? So in this connection, there is in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, in seventh chapter, where the Lord Brahma is describing about the different incarnations of the Lord Krishna in this material world. So there, to the Narad Muni, so there he, in the 41st verse, he says that Nantam vidami aham ami munayo agrajaste maya balasya purushasya kuto varaye gayan gunan dasha shantana adi deva shesho adhunapi samavasanti nasya param. That he is saying that nantam vadami aham ami munayo agrajaste, that this, neither I nor all the sages born before you, Brahma is saying to the Narad Muni, that neither I nor the sages appeared before you, because there are some sages who appeared before Naradji from the Brahma. So can know the fully omnipotent personality. So then what can be about others? Maya balasya purushasya kuto varaye. So this omnipotent Lord, those are born after us, how they can know about the Lord? So even the first incarnation of the Lord Shesha is not able to reach the limits of the Lord's, about the Lord's glories. So it is, even he has the thousands of faces, he is not able to glorify completely the Lord. So how we can able to do it? But then in next verse he said that, but anyone who is specifically favored by the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, due to unalloyed surrender unto the service of the Lord, can overcome the unsurmountable ocean of the illusion and can understand the Lord. But those who are attached to the body, this body which is meant to eaten by the at end by the dogs and jackals, cannot do so. So those who are surrendered to the Lord, they only can able to understand the glories of the Lord by the mercy of the Lord. Otherwise, if through mental speculation, if you want to try to understand the Lord, they will not able to understand the Lord. तो इन दिस वे इट इज़ नॉट दैट जस्ट इफ ओन एज द इंटेलिजेंस सो कॉल्ड मटेरियल इंटेलिजेंस वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड अ लॉट. रिसेंटली हियर मे बी वन वीक बिफोर आई केम फॉर दर्शन एंड देर वॉज सम फोर फाइव पीपल्स स्टूडेंट्स आर स्टैंडिंग हियर. सो समन टोल्ड मी दैट दे आर द केमिंग फ्रॉम द आई आई टी मुंबई द फर्स्ट टाइम कमिंग हियर सो स्पीक विथ देम. सो आई वेंट टू स्पीक विथ देम एंड आई टुक फॉर द दर्शन ऑफ गिरिराज एंड मदन मोहन जी विथ देम. देर सेवन स्टूडेंट्स वेर देयर. दे आर ऑलरेडी कंप्लीटेड देयर फाइनल ईयर ऑलमोस्ट कंप्लीटिंग फाइनल ईयर्स. सो वी नो दैट आई आई टी स्टूडेंट्स आर मीन्स दे आर क्रीम ऑफ दे आर वेरी इंटेलिजेंस. एंड देन आफ्टर टेकिंग द दर्शन एट मदन मोहन टेम्पल आई वॉज टॉकिंग विद देम एंड आस्क सो डिड यू रेड भगवद गीता छोलते वॉट इज भगवद गीता मैंने अब देखो भगवद गीता. सो सो देन आई आस्क डिड यू नो आर वी बॉडी और द वर द सोल आई जस्ट आस्क. सो दे से यस ऑफकोर्स वर द बॉडी. सो यस वी से दैट दे आर सो इंटेलिजेंट बट जस्ट कॉन्फिडेंटली सेड वे आर द बॉडी. None of them said that we are the spirit soul. Then I said, but actually, then I just give some example that how of that car and the hand, and we give the normal example that this is my hand, this is my car, similar, this is my body, we say like that. But they still not able to understand. They said, actually, there is no soul. Actually, consciousness is some neurons. There is some interaction of the neurons. By this combination is generated. And they started speaking something like that. So I said, actually it is, I don't know how to explain them. So then I said, then I understood that it is not that just by having the intelligence one can understand anything. So then I said, I call Nima Lila Prabhu. I said, there are some IIT students, so are able to explain in their language. They are explaining some their language. So can you come and meet them? So he said, no, actually I'm busy, I can't meet them. So then I called Gaurang Prabhu. And I said, Gaurang Prabhu, they are from IIT students. So okay, connect them to, he gave some name from IIT. So okay, I said, okay, I will connect them. So I said them, okay, at least I said I should connect them to some other duty. So they said, are you here for some time? No, no, they said, I am going. So why you came and you are going? You take darshan, tour? No, actually, we are not slept whole night. So they said, we are not slept whole night. Why you are not? I said, whole night? Well, we do like that only. We sleep in the morning most of the times. So now we are feeling very sleepy. So I said, I was thinking in the mind, how these are living? I don't know. They are not sleeping whole night, just... Oh, they are IIT students. They said, no, weekends we do like that only. Now we will go. I took breakfast and go and we sleep till 12 o'clock. So we need to go now. So we can see that even the highest, he said that we cannot understand the Lord by just material intelligence. Even they are material so intelligence, but they have no capacity. So I was thinking that, so example we hear that even the normal person who doesn't have the understanding from the village person, if he doesn't study it, even though not gone to school, he can know that we are not this body, we are the spirit soul. Because they are heard from the authorities. So similarly, only when we can heard from the authorities, then we can know. Or once in yesterday also, 2 days before, one guest said, I told them, we have come here first time, so you should chant. Yes, yes, we should chant, but mohamaya hai, mohamaya se kaise niklenge? To mohamaya mein to rehna padega na thoda. एकदम सीधा आ जाएगा तो कैसा होगा. सो दे वी ऑल्सो लाइक दैट दे नो दैट वेयर इन द मोह माया बट स्टिल डोंट वॉन्ट टू गिव. सो अनलेस वी हैव गेट द मर्सी ऑफ द डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड और वी आर कमिंग द एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज. सो वी आर गेटिंग द एसोसिएशन ऑफ द डिवोटीज दैट इज द हाइस्ट बेनिडिक्शन वी आर गेटिंग. सो दैट्स वाई प्रचेता इज ऑल्सो आस्किंग फॉर द एसोसिएशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड. सो एसोसिएशन ऑफ द डिवोटीज ऑल्सो वी सीन मेनी प्रेयर इन द भागवत मेनी सेक्शंस दैट when Lord appears to the devotees, what they ask? They want, Lord is there, still they ask association of the devotees. So we should take the association of the devotees seriously. We should not take it granted. Sometimes happens that whatever we get in more, we will take ghar ki murgi dal barabar. So there are so many devotees now, I want some seclusion. So, but there are many devotees देर इज नो दे हैव नो एसोसिएशन सो दे गो इवन ट्रैवल फॉर 1 आवर 2 आवर टू गेट द एसोसिएशन ऑफ द डिवोटीज सो देर इज वन डिवोटी सो द डिवोटीज फ्रॉम द वसई सो सी इज देयर इन द US स्टडिंग इन द फर्स्ट ईयर फॉर सम मास्टर्स शी इज सेइंग दैट आई एवरी संडे आई ट्रेवल्स 2 आवर्स बाय बस टू गो टू टेम्पल सो दैट सी कैन अटेंड 2 आवर्स बाय बस एंड देन कम बैक सो ऑन संडे ओनली यू कैन सो वी कैन सी दैट वी हैव सो मच अपॉर्चुनिटी टू टेक द एसोसिएशन सो वी कैन टेक इट सीरियसली बिकॉज वेन द ड्यूटी वॉज हियर यूज टू गो टू द राधा गोविंद टेम्पल बट नाउ फ्रॉम वसई टू राधा गोविंद टेम्पल बट नाउ दे हैव टू टेक स्टिल शी इज गोइंग She is alone because she said whole week I don't able to see any devotee. So at least on Sunday I can go and at night 11 o'clock come back. So and she is not that from so long practicing. She is practicing for only 2 years. Still there is so much attached to taking the association of the devotees. So if you have association we should take it seriously. So in this way we can understand from the prayers of the Prachitas. So today is also the disappearance day of the Srila Madhvacharya. So I would like to speak something about his life. So he was born from the Narayan Bhatta. There was a Brahmana Narayan Bhatta and the Vedavati, his wife. So actually, they in the Pajaka Kshetra, they were in the living in the Karnataka at the shore of the Papanasini River. Papanasini River. So, actually, this couple has two sons previously. They got and they died prematurely. Then they performed the tapasya for many years. And after only drinking the milk for almost 10 years, and they prayed to the Lord that we want the son who is immortal. Then they conceived the son. Who is this Madhvacharya? He was born in the 1238 AD on the auspicious occasion of Vijayadashmi. And he was name given was Vasudev. His name is given to the Vasudev. And he was the actually incarnation of the Vayu. So then in childhood, actually he was a very brilliant student and physically he was very strong. And so he used So his nickname was the Bhim. He used to call him Bhim because he was physically very strong. In the sport also, he was very expert. So at the age of 8, he got the sacred thread. And once his teachers chastised him that you have not done your homework properly. So then he started reciting non-stop the discourses of various Vedanta to the teachers that which he has learned and which not yet learned. And by seeing that, it became astonished. And once he went to his father with the stick and says that, now I studied enough, so now I want to go all over the place, all over the country and preach the science of Krishna consciousness. So father said, you are so small, so tiny. And if the person like you, child like you can teach this philosophy all over India, it is like telling that the stick you have, if you put in the ground from this stick, it is like big tree is coming. It is like that. Thinking like that, from stick, big tree will come. He's comparing like that. From tiny fellow like you, if this philosophy can come, that from this stick, big tree can come. So immediately he put that stick into the ground. And immediately in front of his father's eyes, the big banyan tree that stick converted into big banyan tree. And that banyan tree is still there in the Pajaka Kshetra. So how this glory is of the Madhvacharya. Then he came to know that their parents are thinking that he should get married and have the family life. So thinking that, he fled from the home and he took the sannyas from the Sri Achyuta Preksha of Rajata Pitapura. At the age of 12, he took the sannyas. And then at sannyas name, he got Ananta Tirtha or Tatparya Madhva. He got the name Ananta Tirtha or Tatparya Madhva. So the word in Madhva, that that madhu means the happiness and the va is knowledge. So therefore the word madhu implies anand, or the ananda tirtha implies the blissful knowledge. So he came to be widely distinguished, then he came to known as widely as a madhva. Then he started preaching widespread all over the India. He went to various places and defeated very many Mayavadis and Buddhists. And he said that once he went to Rameshwaram, and in the temple of Anantashayana, and there he had counteracted many Mayavadas, Mayavadi philosophers who were the disciples of in the lineage of the Shankaracharya. But he said that it is that at that time, by that time, Sri Shankaracharya was already disappeared from this world. But during that time, he appeared again and started arguing with the Madhvacharya. And then Madhvacharya defeated him and established the philosophy of the Dvaita. So in this way, then after that, he went to Srirangam and visited very many holy places. And it is mentioned that at the shore of the Payaswini River, he participated in the even meeting of the Brahmanas. And there's Mata Brahmanas and Mayavadis, and he defeated them, and there he got the title of the Sarvagyayati. Sarvagyayati, he got the title of the Sarvagyayati. And from again he went to the Badrika Ashram to meet Srila Vasudev, and then he considered Vasudev as his Shiksha Guru. Here he went to the Vasudev, and then then Vasudev given the instructions about the conclusions of the Vedas, Vedanta Sutra and Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam. And he also then visited to Narayan Rishi and took the darshan of Sri Narayan. And then receiving permission from the Vasudev and Narayan Rishi, he returned to with his disciples. Then after that he wrote many Bhashya, and one of these is Tatparya Nirnaya on the Mahabharata. So in this way, then he traveled many places like Dwarka, Kurukshetra, Namisharanya, Prayag, Kashi, Gaya, and many holy places he traveled. Then once he was, after returning to the Udupi, he composed the 5 chapters of a collection of the prayers dedicated to the Lord Krishna while going to take bath in the sea. So in the while taking bath, he saw that one sheep is there, was stuck in the sea, in the sand. So with his waving of his hand, he changed the route of the air, and that ship came out from the that sand. And after this ship came out, that who was the main person on the ship, he wanted to give something as a gift to the Madhvacharya. So he asked what we can give. So he said, okay, you have the big lump of the Gopi Chandan. So please give that lump of the Chandan to me. We can use the Gopi Chandan. So he gave the Gopi Chandan. So that chandan was brought from the Gopi Sarovar from the Dwaraka. So then while taking that chandan, it actually fell down that block and broke at the place called as Bada Bhandeshwar. The name of the place is Bada Bhandeshwar. And there was the deity of the Lord Krishna, Bala Krishna, of the Dwapar Yuga, and it was actually worshipped in the Dwaraka by the Rukmini Devi. So that deity was actually, he said that 30 strong men, built men, will try to lift that deity, but they are not able to lift that deity. But Madhvacharya lifted it single-handedly. And in one hand, the deity has the grinding stick, and has the other hand has the grinding rope. Then, because he was, there is one pastime that he was very physically strong, so once he was going with his disciple, when tiger attacked his sannyas disciple, and he fought with the tiger, and then the tiger went away. He was so strong. And when he was went to Badrika Ashram to meet Vasudev, he went 2 times. So that time he gave him 8 shaligram shilas. So one of the name of shaligram shila is the Ashtamurti, and also approved his comment on Bhagavad Gita, and also give deeper realizations about the scriptures. Then once he in the Madhvacharya, he was explaining the Atreya Upanishad to his disciple in the Sri Ananteshwara temple. At that time he was explaining so nicely that Lord Shiva arrived there एंड ही शॉट द सेलेस्टियल फ्लावर्स ऑन द मध्वाचार्य बिकॉज ऑफ इज बींग प्लीज बाय द एबिलिटी ऑफ हिम टू एक्सप्लेन द स्क्रिप्चर्स. सो इन दिस वे देर आर सो मेनी ग्लोरीज ऑफ द मध्वाचार्य एंड ही एक्चुअली ही डिसअपियर्ड इन 1378 AD. He was 79 years old. So there was in a about the Navadvip Mahatmya, it has described that when he went to Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya appeared to him, because he appeared before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya and dream and revealed to him that he is his eternal servant. Madhvacharya is his eternal servant, and then he said that I am going to take birth in your sampradaya. And he said that, and then instructed Madhvacharya about the worship, instructed him to that you should worship me secretly, and then when you worship me, you will achieve my lotus feet. And then Madhvacharya went about with great resolutions and defeated Mayavadi philosophers. And there are the 9 teachings of the Madhvacharya who are common with the Gaudiya Sampradaya. So I will just read them. So they are very important teachings, that Lord Vishnu alone is the supreme absolute truth. Second is, Lord Vishnu is the object of all Vedic knowledge. The material world is real. The living entities are separate from Lord Vishnu. So that's why he has this two, not one, like a Mayavadis. The living entities are separate of Lord, are servants of the Lord's Hari's lotus feet. Then living entities are of two types, liberated and conditioned. Attainment of the Lord's Vishnu's lotus feet alone is the liberation for the conditioned soul. Pure worship of the Lord Vishnu is cause of conditioned soul's liberation. And the three types of evidences are direct perception, hypothesis and the Vedas. That is the Anuman, Pratyaksha and Shabda Praman. That in this way he has explained. So this is the life story of the Sri Madhvacharya in brief. So we'll stop here. Jai Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Madhvacharya ki jai. Anantakoti Vaishnavanda ki jai.